Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Official clock says 11 o'clock, so here's an update. Hurricane specialist behind me continuously watching Hurricane Florence for updates, and we do have a brand new update for you. The latest wind speed, 80 miles an hour. The center located pretty close to Cape Fear and really not moving very fast. The latest reading looking at it west-southwest at 3 miles an hour, so very, very slow, and it's a strong point to make away from the center. So that means not only those strong winds right around the center, that means these rain bands aren't moving very much. So when you step away and look at the radar, they appear to be moving fast, of course, around the circulation. But if you notice, the area that they're moving around is not changing. So what happens is you get repetitive rainfall and also the potential for tornadoes with some of these cells moving on shore. So that's a real problem with the rainfall rates. And we're trying to keep an eye on the gauges. And we do have one already reporting the potential of 14 inches of rain. So we already have a foot of rain in some of these areas. So the problem is, as we forecast, a slow movement as we go forward, still a very large storm. So important not to focus just around that center. So many people seeing these winds and the dangerous rain as well. But look at the forecast. Still the same. Continue to be a hurricane with time. And then by tomorrow morning, not moving very fast. This is Saturday evening, and that's Sunday morning. That's not a lot of travel. So you're still going to see the continuous rainfall and continuous wind and continuous problem associated with this. And eventually, we have a little system over the Great Lakes that'll come in and finally sweep all of it out. But in the meantime, we're still going to be left with a whole lot of water. Let's look at some of those impacts because it's real important. Life-threatening storm surge underway in a lot of these areas. So if you haven't had the storm surge yet, we're talking about Charleston and places around South Carolina. Once the system moves inland, then you can see some of those onshore flow winds, and that's where you start seeing some of the water come up. And a lot of places can see 7 to 11 feet. We have some of that storm surge as the tide cycle coming up is going to be a high tide over the next couple hours, so that becomes a problem. And particularly, we've seen problems well inland. We were forecasting 7 to 11 feet, and we are seeing some of those problems as we really look closer at really what is happening with this. Is the water gets really forced into these channels and these rivers. Normally, we want them to flow out. Whenever it rains hard, the water goes out of the area. But in this case, the storm surge comes in, and where you see those channels shrink and become smaller, the water gets funneled and really comes up. And we've seen those high values of water around New Bern, and it's just a lot of rainfall on top of that. So if you think about all the rain that's coming down, trying to drain, it gets backed up. So increasingly, we're going to see more and more of a danger associated with the rainfall as well. So we do see that storm surge, but really looking at the rain, that's going to continue to be a problem throughout the weekend because right around the center, 20 to 30 inches, maybe some 40 inches, we're just getting started. We already have over a foot. And inland, Charlotte, 10 to 15. And around Raleigh, even getting close to Asheville, some rainfall amounts. So we got to be careful with this because depending on the movement, there's always uncertainty in the extended forecast. So some of these values can move in different directions, putting you in danger. So with all the rainfall, and think about the terrain, we can see the mudslides and flash flooding. I tell you, this is something we need to be careful about, looking into the future, into the weekend. And I have been saying it over and over, not just an issue along the coast, but we can see the dangerous flash flooding inland with time. So we are continuing to watch this, the dangers of water and the dangers of wind. The longer we keep the wind on that saturated soil, the more the trees that we can knock down and more power outages. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with the latest on Hurricane Florence.